Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. Thank you for joining us today. This message is for the week of October 1st, 2023. We're continuing in the series from Proverbs, Life's Deadly Follies. Today we're looking at envy. And one of the passages is Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30. The call to worship is taken from Psalm 89, 8 and 15. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are almighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. Amen. We are continuing our look at the book of Proverbs with a study of life's deadly follies, otherwise known as the seven deadly sins. Last week, we looked at gluttony. Today, we are addressing envy. Envy and jealousy, those words are often used interchangeably in English, even in Bible translations. Are they the same? While they may appear similar in the responses they evoke in people, they have different sources, so it's good to distinguish and look at it. To envy, or to covet, another word for that in the Bible, according to the dictionary, is painful or resentful awareness of an advantage enjoyed by another, joined with a desire to possess the same advantage. Envy is resentful awareness of an advantage or possession someone else has that you want. This is what the serpent stirred up in Adam and Eve, telling them that God was holding out on them, that they could be like God. Cain envied his brother Abel because God accepted Abel's sacrifice but not his. So out of envy, he killed his own brother. Matthew chapter 27, verse 18 says that the Jewish leadership arrested and brought Jesus before Pilate to be killed because of envy. Envy. While envy is wanting what someone else has, jealousy is the fear that someone else will take what we have. Someone else is going to take what we have. We may become jealous if our best friend is spending time with others, or maybe another person, and then that person's going to get a cold shoulder from us. Or if someone at school or at work is challenging our title for the best, or the quickest, or the friendliest. King Saul envied the praise David received for his military successes and became jealous because of David, because he feared the people would take the throne away from him and give it to David. So he tried to kill David, even though David was loyal to him. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 8 and 9 says, Saul did not like this, and he became angry. He said, For David they claim tens of thousands, but only thousands for me. They will be making him king next. And so he was jealous and suspicious of David from that day on. Is there ever a situation when envy is appropriate? No. The 10th commandment forbids coveting anything which is your neighbor's, including his wife. Now, is there ever a situation where jealousy is appropriate? Well, before we say no too quickly, there must be, because the Bible tells us our God is a jealous God. In the midst of the second commandment, which forbids the making of idols, we read this, the first half of Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, the first half. You must not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. The Lord our God is a jealous God. Jonathan Aiken, in Exalting Jesus in Proverbs, says, "Jealousy is not wrong when it involves an exclusive relationship being threatened. For example, God is jealous for his people and their exclusive devotion to him." And he mentions Zechariah 8:2 and James 4:5. God is also jealous for his glory. Numbers 25:11. There should be a positive jealousy and passion for exclusive devotion to God. The same can be said for our mate in marriage. It can goes on. Some guys are real idiots when it comes to their wife's jealousy for their relationship. Oftentimes, when a wife questions her husband about a relationship with another woman, out of love for her husband and concern for her marriage, the husband will get angry and defensive and try to make his wife feel like a moron, like she does not know what she's talking about. That is ridiculous and foolish. Your wife's concern for your marriage and her willingness to ask you about it is a gift from God. That's an appropriate kind of jealousy. Jealousy for a relationship that is to be exclusive. Like our marriage relationship, like our relationship with God. Now let's answer the question, why is envy so deadly? Why is envy so deadly? I've got four reasons here. The first one is envy hurts you. Envy hurts you. Proverbs 14:30 says, "A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones." Envy rots the bones. The New Living Translation interchanges envy and jealousy. It says a peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones. Bone cancer is one of the most painful kinds of cancer. Envy rots the bones. Envy hurts you because it eats away at your inner peace. It breeds discontentment and it starts to suck the joy out of your life. Valerie Fentress gives an example of how envy stole her peace. She writes, "When my husband and I were first married, money was tight and I was unemployed. This was at the dawn of the home and garden cable TV shows. I found myself hooked to these homes and their magnificent transformations. Not all cable TV is inherently sinful, but I found that it fed my discontent. I had a roof over my head, but it did not have shiplap or exposed beams. I had a kitchen to cook in, but laminate on the countertops." Then she realized, "I've been making an idol out of my home's appearance instead of being thankful for what God had provided." So envy can hurt you. It robs you of peace. Now, secondly, envy is deadly because it not only hurts you, envy hurts others. Envy hurts others. Proverbs 27:4 says, "Anger is cruel and wrath is like a flood, but jealousy is even more dangerous." You know, we want to stay away from angry people and wrath, but jealousy, even more dangerous. King Saul's envy and jealousy over David caused David to lose his relationship with his wife, his parents, his position, as he had to run for his life from Saul. Envy of the praise that Jesus was given and his independence from them led the Jewish leadership to seek Jesus' death. Envy hurts others. A third reason, envy is deadly because envy leads to other sins. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 1 and 2 says, "Do not envy the wicked. Do not desire their company, for their hearts plot violence, and their lips talk about making trouble." That's where their mind is. Don't envy the wicked. They're bad company. Envy leads you to other sins, because at its root is the belief that God has withheld his best from you. From you. You may lash out at those who have what you feel like you deserve, or use sinful means to attain what you think will complete you and return your peace. You may question why you obey God when the wicked have the life you want and they seem happy. And that leads in to a fourth reason envy is deadly, and that is because envy will be judged by God. Envy is a sin. Envy leads to other sin, and envy will be judged by God. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 31 and 32 says, "Don't envy violent people or copy their ways. Such wicked people are detestable to the Lord, but he offers his friendship to the godly." Proverbs 3, 31 and 32 from the New Living. Proverbs chapter 24, 19 and 20. Proverbs 24, 19 and 20 from the New Living says, "Don't fret because of evildoers. Don't envy the wicked. For evil people have no future. The light of the wicked will be snuffed out." It is tempting to envy those who prosper despite their sinful behavior and question why you should continue living a God-honoring life. Look at them. They're cheating. They're not paying their fair share of taxes. They're doing things under the table. They're extorting from other people. But look at them. They're happy. They're wealthy. They have the things I wish I could have. It's tempting. It's tempting to envy them. The reason not to abandon the one who gave himself for you is that these blessings, these so-called blessings that sin provides, is short-lived. Remember what Jesus said. What will you gain if you own the whole world but destroy yourself? What would you give to get your soul back? Matthew 16, 26. And Romans 6, 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Envy is a sin and will be judged by God. Envy is a sin and will be judged by God. Therefore, we need to know, how can I combat envy? How can I combat envy in my life? First, understand its cause. Envy is caused by wishing I had things or abilities that others have. That's its cause. Now, how about its source? Envy's source is discontentment with how God made me and what he's given me. Envy's source is being discontent with how God made me and what he's given me. It's not fair. Look at them. They have this and this and this. They can do that and that and that. That breeds envy. At its root is the lie of Satan. God's holding out on you. But you can be like God. Eat from that tree. Yeah, he told you not to, but that's just because he doesn't want you to be like him. Go ahead. Go ahead. I can combat envy by trusting God. Trusting that God knows me, understands my needs, personality, and how best I can become more like Jesus. Therefore, I will trust him to take care of me. I will also battle envy by practicing contentment, believing God knows what he is doing. The Apostle Paul learned this in Philippians chapter 4, verses 12 and 13 from the Good News Bible. We read, "I know what it is to be in need and what it is to have more than enough. I've learned this secret so that anywhere, at any time, I am content, whether I am full or hungry, whether I have too much or too little. I have strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me." Amen. Now, implicit in Paul's statement is trust that the Lord knows his needs and will supply what he needs to deal with any situation he is in. So Paul remains content. And for us as well, we can trust God completely, even if he has something different for us than for those around us. You know, we're so used to thinking life must be fair, meaning everyone gets the same thing. You know, we're not all the same. There are some things that you need that wouldn't be helpful for me. Jesus reminded Peter of this when he talked about what would happen to Peter, and Peter said, "What about John?" Trust God completely, even if he has something different for us than for those around us. Do not envy, trust him. What is it to you if he has a different plan for different people? Does that not confirm that God is tailoring something specific to how he made and gifted you? Be content and trust his plan for you to be for his honor and his glory. We mentioned Valerie earlier. She quit watching HGTV and she found other activities and focused on having a grateful heart for the blessings that God was providing, not looking at what she didn't have, but being grateful for what she did have. Combat envy by rejecting the happiness lie. The happiness lie is that if you only had what others had, you would be truly happy. The happiness lie is that things or having what other people have or being like other people will make you happy. Satan uses this lie to keep us chasing an illusion rather than seeking real peace in a relationship with God. And learning to be at rest and at peace in him and his provisions. Combat and protect yourself from envy with contentment in the Lord, reminding yourself that the Lord held nothing back to save you, both for now and eternity. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 17 and 18 says, "Don't let your heart envy sinners. Instead, always fear the Lord, for then you will have a future and your hope will not be dashed." Always fear the Lord. Respect him. Put him first in your life. Thank you, Lord. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. Walk in the strength of the Lord and in his peace. The Lord bless you. Goodbye.